Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Leslie Shore is here. Leslie's a new friend. She's the owner founder of Listen to Succeed, which is a consulting firm that focuses on using listening analytics, which I'm going to have to ask her to explain to us. We know what listening skills are, but she talks about analytics. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. She's the author of the new book, Listen to Succeed, How to Identify and Overcome Barriers to Effective Listening, and she is a generational expert. And especially in the area of millennials and the boomer millennial dynamic, and which I can't wait to talk to her about. Leslie Shore, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Good to have you here. And congratulations on your book, too, by the way.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, before we get into the millennial thing, I want you to tell us what you mean by listening analytics.
Well, my book really deals with the need for listening skills, which are not native to us when we're born. Most of us can hear, but listening actually is a process.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that gets in the way of that process is the thing called our brain.
Right. And our
that
ego?
Has gone through a lot of history and experiences. And as a result of that, there are barriers to our effectively listening. And the analytic tool that I have allows you to find your own personal barriers to effective listening.
Hmm. I love the in the Sound of Silence, the Simon and Garfunkel song, where they say people talking without speaking, people hearing without listening.
Yes,
that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
They had it down 40 years ago.
Yeah, or maybe more.
Or maybe more, yeah. I'm showing my age, aren't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, no, you can let me do that, Leslie. So I'll do that for you. So so talk to us about how that works.
When you say how that works.
The analytics, you say.
Oh, when there are 96 statements, and through answering those statements just by clicking on a radio button, or if you have the hard copy, checking off a particular area, you will find where out of the 8 major barriers you are having your barrier to effective listening.
Hmm.
So, for example, for me, in terms of external barriers, I get distracted so easily visually that I end up facing the wall in a restaurant and all my friends know to make sure that that's where I sit.
Huh.
Okay, and then
because if you're facing the crowd, you're going to be watching them instead of listening to what people are saying. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And just the knowledge.
So it's the shiny object. You have the shiny object syndrome.
When it comes to this, absolutely.
So I wonder. Yeah, and give us a run down through the 8 real quick. Can you do that?
Oh, of course I can. So what we have in terms of, we have emotional, and that is a big one. And when we talk about emotional, we're talking about negative words, we're talking about history, we're talking about a whole bunch of things that you have absolutely no idea that are affecting you. And then we have power and control. That's usually as a result of how you grew up and what the communication was like in your family. You have a tendency to go for power and control if that was the parental model that you had. Then there's judging and weighing. And judging and weighing is actually judging the information coming in based on who's saying it, not on the message itself. And if something comes across to you from a 13-year-old and you push it aside because it's coming from a 13-year-old, you may be missing something great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we have performance anxiety. We all have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the I am going to rehearse what I'm going to say while the other person's talking. And so, therefore, you're not listening
right.
at all. And hit or miss listening. That's when you're sharpening your listening so you're only listening for fact, or you're only listening for emotion, or you're only listening to find out what you can disagree with.
That one that you mentioned about the performance anxiety, I think I do that. And I, over the years, and so what I've done to try to help myself with that, because I've made my living in sales since before Simon and Garfunkel knew each other almost, I said to myself, and I've trained other people with this, is what I call the wait 3 seconds rule. In other words, tell yourself when they're through talking, I'm going to wait 3 seconds to respond, and.
Yeah.
And in that 3 seconds, I'll have time to formulate my question. Therefore, I don't have to worry about it. I can listen to them, and when they're through talking, I can take that information. And I've taken 3 seconds. And my point is, nobody minds waiting 3 seconds for you to say something.
No, because they know that what they are going to get back is a well-reasoned response. And my grandmother, in her wisdom, said to me once, listen without judgment, and wait for the period at the end of the sentence before formulating your reply.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jim, that's exactly what you're talking about. And that's
my trick is to actually get that done.
Yeah.
knowing it and doing it, right? Two different things.
It is. You know what they say, practice, practice, practice.
Right. That's exactly right. Well, I should certainly have enough of that. But enough practice, folks, not enough accomplishment. And so... All right, so give us some other ideas. I got about a minute. Another best practice on effective listening.
So in terms of best practices, one of the things that's the most important is being present, being there for the other, and being willing to shed your ego as this information comes in. And that's hard because you want to attach things to it as it comes in. But it needs to land in us pure, and then we can work with it. But sometimes, and these are the barriers, it comes to us through that film of ego.
Right.
And that's what we have to push aside, and it takes practice. But boy, oh boy, when you get good at it,
mm-hmm.
you actually get some good information that you can work with and grow with.
Well said. I need a website, Leslie.
www.listentosucceed.com.
So check it out. The book is called Listen to Succeed, and it's just out now, so I encourage you to check it out. Leslie B. Shore is the name of the book. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and when we come back, we're going to talk about millennials and boomers. Are we going to...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.